Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Moses was leading the people of Israel out of Egypt. God had just performed mighty works and shown his power on their behalf. He called Moses to lead these people, the Israelites, but Pharaoh and his army were pressing down on them, just as God had told Moses they would. There is Red Sea in front of them, and Egyptian army behind them. And at this point, Moses had a choice: move forward or stop and pray. We often face this same choice in our life. We feel as though God has called us to do something for Him. And as we begin the journey, we encounter roadblocks, just as the Red Sea for the Israelites. But as witnessed here, when we come against barriers and oppositions, we can stop and question what God has called us to do. We often mask this move of God in more prayer rather than following God's calling in our lives. Who knew the very sea that appeared to be their death sentence would actually be God's instrument of victory? Our scope and perception is limited. Fortunately, we are called, guided, and equipped by a God without limitations. Know, my friend, that His ways are not our ways, and neither are our thoughts His. This thought alone should inspire us to behave in a way that is consistent with our belief. There is a time to pray and time to practice. We ought to move forward in the direction of our prayer. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to move forward.'" Remember, my friends, prayer involves asking the improbabilities, seeking the possibilities, and knocking the opportunities. Shall we pray? Holy Father in heaven, thank you for your unconditional love towards us. Lord, we pray and ask that by your grace we may be instruments of your glory. Guide us, Spirit of God, to know when to stop and pray and when to move ahead in prayer. In the name above every name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.